Hey friends, today I'm going to talk about the weather in Minnesota. I'm going to talk about fall. I'm going to talk about corn sweat. I'm going to talk about jealousy and cabins and boats and an awesome flower shop employee I once had, and a way you can hack your feelings of jealousy so you can stop feeling bad and move on with your life. I'm even going to give you a simple routine you can follow any time of day or night to get rid of any jealous or envious feelings you have and get clear on what's actually happening and what you want to do next. This is episode 39, and it's a good one. Here we go. I'm Ann Stocky, a former flower shop and boutique owner turned creative business coach. With over 23 years of entrepreneurial experience, I've tried all kinds of things. Some worked well, some didn't. Whether you're just opening your first business or maybe your third, or you're somewhere in between, I've got you covered. From opening businesses to branding and niching to rebranding to marketing to managing a team of employees, all while having three babies, to successfully selling a business and then to starting the next one. I'll help you combine the practical day-to-day how-tos of business with empowering entrepreneurial mindsets to create a business and life that feels good to you. I'll help you start thinking like a successful entrepreneur so you can be a successful entrepreneur. If you want to get focused, get organized, be efficient, and stay on track, and brilliantly leverage that creative mind of yours, join me. If you're ready to feel confident in your business decisions, while also feeling more freedom and grace and ease around your business, this is the place for you. I created The Brilliant Creative for business owners who need a place to connect, who need a place to think big and see momentum in their creative business. And I did it because I love creatives. I am one, and I love all things creative. From makers to painters to photographers to interior designers to florists and bakers and course creators, I'm here to help you make more, work less, and feel good about it. And the coach in me wants to teach you how to navigate all those blocks that are often in your way. Want to make sure you never have to go back to that 9-to-5? You got to start thinking differently. So join me each week as we help you get clear, get a plan, and get moving so you can live the life that you've always dreamed of. At The Brilliant Creative, you get to love your work. Let's begin. Hello, friends. Welcome to the end of August. I hope you guys have fit every last thing you wanted to into your summer. Of course, there's still a little bit of time to do some good stuff, but if you have kids, they're either in school or they're about to go back to school. So, you know, in Duluth, Minnesota, we're kind of into weather here. I mean, we don't all have like weather stations at our homes, but we sure talk about the weather a lot. Mostly because our weather ranges from like a high of 98 in the summer to a low of maybe like 27 below in the winter. It's just such a topic. And when I said we don't all have weather stations, actually, my grandpa Jim had a weather station. I think my parents have a weather station. Just to kind of prove the point, weather is a thing here. So right now it's late August and it's getting cooler at night and it's about 70 in the daytime. It's a little bit humid and there's actually a strange reason that it's humid here. You might know this if you're a Midwest person, but in the Midwest there are corn and soybean crops and these crops take water molecules from the ground and they almost, they bring them up to the top and breathe them into the air. So from midsummer here until right about now, there's extra moisture in the air. I mean, oof, just like thick. The gross name for it is corn sweat, but I prefer the scientific name, which is evapotranspiration. They say that fields in Iowa can be muggier than beaches in Miami. Now, I don't live in Iowa. We live close to Iowa, but I can definitely attest to this Midwest, like, oh my gosh, it was just so humid this year, but it is starting to get better. So now some of you guys love this weather. Some of you are like, oh, I love it. It's tropical. And if that's you, that's so awesome. And for those summer lovers, I'm just going to give you a fair warning that I'm about to talk about fall. A couple of my heat loving friends get a little triggered when I start to talk about fall. So fair warning, my husband specifically gets, like, we'll be on a dog walk and be like, oh my gosh, I can't even wait. And he'll say, stop, stop. I don't want to talk about it. Cause he's like summer guy. He loves summer. Okay. So I'm about to talk about fall for like 30 seconds. Okay. Because I'm kind of more of like a September and October gal, I really look forward to September, October. Like, I even like November. I like when it's like 65, 67, 68. I mean, I love fall. The colors here are amazing. Like, people drive all over. They travel from all over to come to, like, the North Shore to, you know, see what's going on, see the colors. I love the temperature. I love the festivals and the fall walks and the way the lake looks, the beginning of school. And it's right before Thanksgiving and Christmas and just all the fun. And I mean, I love the pumpkins and the flowers and just the leaves and the cozy sweaters and apple cider parties and all that kind of stuff. I mean, just shout out to all you fall lovers out there. Our time is coming. It's on the way. Now, I don't as much, gonna be honest, don't as much love the July first 2 weeks of August situation, because here it is, like I said, like I've told you, it's real warm. It's real hot. It's humid. And it's just not my favorite. It's just not what I was really born for. So I'm kind of just kind of making it through those really hot months, right? Like, also understand this. In our city, most people don't have air conditioning. Like, most people have to buy window units, or they have to buy something that's kind of large and unattractive and hulking to keep their home cool, because homes weren't built with air conditioning. If you have new construction, perhaps, but most people don't live in new construction where we live, because we have kind of an older town. It's really just old established town. So I think the point of my story is, in July and August, I am just like, I just want to stay cool. I'm just going where there's air conditioning, or we have air conditioning in our room. So some days I'll stay in there. It just kind of depends. The point is, whoa, we're trying to stay cool here. So the reason why I'm telling you about this is because I want to talk to you about something that happened this July and August when it was really hot and we were all trying to stay cool. And it has to do with me feeling, oh, so jealous. So, so jealous. So I'm going to share about this, like, jealousy that I had. And I mean, I'm not like 100% comfortable, like, sharing this, but I'm going to do it anyway. And when I said that, I'm like, okay, Ange, why aren't you 100% comfortable? Like, what is it that's making you feel uncomfortable about sharing this, like, jealousy that you had? Okay, so let's just coach me around this real quick. So I feel a little uncomfortable about it. Why is it that I'm uncomfortable? I'm about to tell you, like, what I've been feeling jealous about, and it seems like it should be a secret, right? I mean, you guys, when you're jealous, you're not like, oh, I'm so jealous. I mean, some people are, but most of the time, if you really are jealous of something, you kind of keep it to yourself. I guess it feels kind of exposing. Like, you guys are going to know an area where I feel like kind of weak, or not necessarily sad, but I feel jealous. So you guys are literally listening to me coach myself and kind of process this. Okay, so what else is uncomfortable about it, Ange Dockey? Okay, if I tell you guys this, you might judge me. I don't know. That feels a little uncomfortable. But that's okay. If you're judging me, you're probably not my people. And that's okay. That's okay. And if you're judging me and you like this podcast and you're still listening, that's awesome too. It just means you're in a certain space around judgment in general. So someday soon we'll talk about judgment, because that seems to be on my list of things to talk about lately. So even if you are judging me, if you find yourself judging me, I'm okay with it. It's just where you are in your journey, and that's totally okay. If you listen to this podcast and it's helpful for you, stay on, because I love you. Even if you're judging me, I'm loving you too. I want you to have all the love too. So, okay. Also, what else? If I tell you this, you guys, you might find out maybe like that I'm not perfect. I mean, what a silly thing. And you might find out that my life isn't perfect. What if you found that out? What if you guys knew that? FYI, you probably already know that. You might find out that I don't have everything figured out. Oh my gosh. And I'm like a life and business coach. What? I thought they had everything figured out. Oh, we don't. We don't have it all figured out. We're just on our own little journey here. Okay. You also might find out that I'm not like I'm not always having fun. Life isn't always like cherries and roses and laughing all day. You might find all these things out when I tell you who and what I was jealous of, right? So I'm being transparent, and also there's a tiny bit of discomfort, and I've kind of walked through the discomfort because I am wanting you, I'm going to tell you guys this anyway, because I think you're going to relate and you're going to find the solution helpful. So I'm just going to use myself as an example. I want to tell you what got me so jealous, and I'm going to tell you how I hacked it. And in the process, you will learn how to hack your jealousy too. I hope that you want to learn. It's pretty easy. It'll take a quick reframe of your thoughts and a couple journal entries, perhaps. Or if you're not a writer, you can just answer the questions in the air. But it is a simple process. Now, a lot of people who listen are business owners. And then some people who aren't, which is awesome. Do you need to own a business to listen to this podcast? No. Anyone who's ever been envious or jealous of someone or something can benefit from today's episode. So whether you're a business owner, a teenager, a stay-at-home mom who runs the empire, a pathologist, I don't know, an administrative assistant, this episode will be helpful for you. Okay, here we go. Okay, in Minnesota, July and August, full of vacation, right? Lots of vacation. I hope you guys got to take some vacation. Maybe you were on a boat at a cabin next to the water, taking a pontoon ride. I hope you had like all the fun food. I hope you had laughing with friends. I hope you had connecting with family. I hope you hugged your kids or your parents and just had meaningful conversations. I hope you were at parties or concerts or at reunions. I hope you got to take a break and really feel free this summer. One of my friends packed up her family and they went on like a 3-week road trip out west. So fun. Many groups of my friends have had really fun, like girls weekends or guys weekends. I've gone to some girls weekends with boats and swimming and cocktails and sun and laughing and fun foods. Other friends are cabining or camping or maybe flying somewhere amazing. There's cabins and pontoon boats and boating and water and food, fun and family, parties, concerts, festivals. All kinds of fun has happened these past months, which leads me to telling you this. I had a little jealousy time. When I actually wrote this podcast that I'm now recording, it was because I found myself feeling so jealous. Now, you might be thinking, oh my gosh, Ange got jealous. Evil green monster. Shame, shame, shame. You shouldn't feel jealous. It is kind of funny that we've turned this feeling of jealousy into like a little, we call it a monster. But anyway, what I want to tell you is that jealousy is actually awesome and helpful. I mean, it sure doesn't feel awesome at first, but it is actually really helpful to you in the long run. In fact, I created a little routine around jealousy so I could make sure that when I felt jealousy, it served me. And I could shift out of jealousy and into something that was helpful instead of sitting around and feeling jealous and bad, instead of it taking away from me. And I'd love to tell you about it because it could help you if you ever feel jealous, that is. It really, this little routine has really helped me over the years. Okay, so let's start. I'm about to tell you what I felt jealous of. You guys ready? So, so first I'm going to tell you why jealousy is helpful for me and how it can be helpful to you. Then I'm going to tell you how you can use jealousy as a signal and how you can use that signal to get what you need and get over your jealousy. Ready? Okay, start out with this. Here's the list of stuff I was feeling jealous of when I wrote this. I wrote, I'm jealous of the people who live on lakes right now. You people are so lucky, I wrote. I'm jealous of the people who have boats. I'm jealous of the people who've been driving around on their boats with groups of friends and pals. I'm jealous of the people who are water skiing and jet skiing. I'm jealous of the people who get to wake up and see the water every morning and live on the water. I'm jealous of the people who have cabins on lakes that can easily entertain friends super casually with so much fun. Okay, you guys, that's my list of things I was jealous of. And I'm going to tell you what really kind of set me off, on this little jealousy train and kind of going into this. But there was a post on Instagram and it just looked so fun. There was a group of people, one of whom is my cousin, that they went somewhere on Lake Superior, right? And they all brought their boats and tied their boats together and they're all in the water. And they built a charcuterie tray. I'm sorry, a charcuterie board on the paddleboard. And then they floated the paddleboard out to where all the people were swimming and chatting and listening to music and laughing in Lake Superior as they swam and laughed. And I assume we're having great conversations, right? I mean, come on. I mean, that is just the coolest. That is just the most fun thing. We live on Lake Superior. Okay, why don't I have a paddleboard with a charcuterie board on it? Like, it's funny now thinking about it. I'm like, gosh, what was I so jealous of? What exactly was I jealous of? So I'm going to run you guys through this whole thing using me as a guinea pig. Okay. Okay. So that's my list. Some of you who are listening, some of you I already know listen to this and we're probably at that fun charcuterie board on the paddleboard weekend, right? I'm just wondering if you guys can relate. Like the people who weren't at the charcuterie board on the paddleboard, can you relate to this? Some of you might have felt a little bit jealous with me because, oh my gosh, so fun. So if that's you, just listen in. And if there's something else that you saw, if there's something else that you learned of this last weekend, the weekend before, through Instagram or Facebook or friends or just conversation, and it made you feel jealous of what someone else was doing or has been doing or is doing. Okay, just listen in. Come on, come in, come on back. So remember, we live in Minnesota, land of 10,000 lakes. Actually, Minnesota has like 11,842 lakes, but regardless, a lot of lakes here. Boats, cabins, and water sports are just a huge thing. Most of our friends have a cabin, or their family has a cabin, or their best friend has a cabin. We even have a family cabin, but the lake it's on is small. It's not really a water sport lake. So a lot of people have cabins, lake homes, hunting shacks in the woods. We live in a woodsy area. So often you'll see posts of boating, swimming, beaches, and water fun. So you get the vibe here, right? Posts of boating, fun, laughing, connection, friends, family, parties, filling my Instagram feed or my Facebook feed like over and over. And I mean, I think it's so awesome. I love it. Let's celebrate all the sun and the water and all the great time we're having. Let's celebrate it. Let's share it. It's so great. We always get really good pictures of kids when you're by the water and you can kind of relax and be with friends and family. It is so fun. You can take a really good picture for Instagram. Okay. Some of you might say, Aunt Saki, well, how about don't go on Instagram if it makes you so jealous? Guys, not the issue. I mean, I could not look at Instagram or Facebook. I could avoid the images of all the fun and the boats and the water. But that's not actually the issue. The issue is I feel jealousy, however I've come to know about this thing that I'm jealous of. I don't really want to feel jealous. It doesn't really feel good. It kind of feels gross. So here's what I do, and you can do it too. I've named this the Angie's Jealousy is a Sign routine. Super creative. Okay, number one, you ready? I'm gonna read the five things that are part of this little routine. Number one, identify that you feel jealousy and identify where you feel it. Do you feel it in your back, in your gut, in your knees, in your feet, in your head? Do you feel it in your heart? Like, where do you feel it? Number two, say thank you to your body and mind for the message, because jealousy is a message. Number three, determine who or what you feel jealous of, or what you feel jealous about. What are you jealous about? And then number four, answer the question, what is it that the object of your jealousy is being or doing or having that you want more of? You guys, that is like the secret question. Number four, just FYI, that is the secret coaching question. Okay, I'll read it again. What is it that the object of your jealousy is being, doing, or having that you want more of? Okay, number five, decide what you want to do about it, if anything. Like, there's probably a short-term solution, and then there's probably a long-term solution as well. So let's run through this jealous is a sign routine using my recent feelings of jealousy, which FYI have subsided. Everyone, they have subsided. Okay, number one. I have identified that feeling jealousy, that I feel jealousy, and it's in my gut, like a punch. That's how jealousy usually feels for me. I don't usually feel it anywhere else. I feel it in my gut. And that's probably a whole longer story. Like, I know why I feel it in my gut. If you want to talk about it, you can email me. We can talk about it. But for now, just know that I feel it in my gut. Number two, I am grateful to my body and mind for the message. It's telling me there's something I don't have that I'd really like. I'm not quite sure what it is yet, but I'm kind of about to unpack that. So number three, I feel jealous when I see all the boating posts. I am jealous of people who have boats and spend their summer weekends on the water, whether they live on a lake, have a cabin on a lake, or somehow get their boat to a lake. Taking it further, I feel jealous of people who are in the water swimming, talking and laughing, and listening to music. I am jealous of people who can entertain and have social time on the water, by the water, or in the water. So you guys, that is pretty specific, but that's the depth of it. And okay, I'm just saying that I'm not trying to like make a pun out of the depth of it. That is so random that I use the word depth there. Okay, number four. What are these people being, doing, or having that I want? You guys, this is the actual coaching question here. This is where it can get really helpful. Okay, so I've literally dissected this one. Okay, again, the big question is, what are these people being, doing, or having that I want? So number one, or I guess the first part is, how are they being? These people are relaxed. They appear to feel free. Now, they might not actually be feeling free. Some of them might have been totally stressed. Some of them might have been having a terrible time. I'm pretty sure they weren't, but they seem relaxed and they seem like they feel really free. They're in the water. I love being in the water. They're swimming or they're next to the water. They're in the sun. They're on a boat. I love boats. They seem to be carefree. I would like to be carefree. They also have planned this, right? Somebody planned it. It's a group of people where somebody probably said, hey, here's what we're going to do. And here's who's bringing the food. And here's how we're going to do it. So let's get planful. Let's be intentional. They invited people. They planned meals and a time to meet and a place to go. They prioritized fun. Like they were having fun. They were going to make sure that they had fun. They look like they're having fun. Okay. So what are these people doing that I want to be doing? Well, they're in the water. They're talking and laughing. They're boating. They're in the sun. They aren't working. Now, I'll tell you, I saw the picture of the charcuterie tray right before I was going to start working. Like I was at a coffee shop and I was getting ready to post something on Instagram. And then I saw the charcuterie tray. I'm like, what? And honestly, it was kind of like I had just seen all these super awesome, fun water pictures like over and over from all these different cabins, all these different people. And I mean, so great. I love it. And then I saw the charcuterie tray thing and I'm like, that's it. I'm jealous. And I look back now and think, oh my gosh, what the heck? But it was really giving me a message. It was trying to tell me something. So what else are these people doing that I want to be doing? Well, they're laughing. They're making connections and having conversations. And I'm a connector. You know, when we all take those tests, what happens for me is I'm always test out as like, either two or three are connector. Like that's who I am. I'm a connector. Relationships are super important to me. And then they're having conversations. They're relaxing. They're pulling their kids on skis and wake surfers, or all these people are entertaining on their boat or their cabin or on their dock. They're prioritizing fun. They are enjoying life. They are focused on fun. You can see families connecting, making memories. Kids are connecting. So what do these people have that I want to have? Now, some of you might be saying, Ange, sounds like Ange is ready for a boat. Time for a boat or a cabin or a wake surfboard. But here's what comes to mind first for me. Fun. I want to have fun. I want to have more fun. And I see that these people are having fun. They've planned fun. They've prioritized fun. They've made a point of getting to a place where it's easy to have fun, like on a boat or at a cabin. And then they got some toys. Like toys are fun. I'll be honest, you guys. I've been so focused on working for these past many years, first as a teacher, then for 17 years at the flower shop, now as a coach and a speaker. Having fun hasn't necessarily been like a driver for me. In fact, the first time I ever got a coach, she had me take this little test. It was when I was knee deep in flowers and teams and employees and all of that stuff. And she had me take this test. And the one thing I tested, like low score, was fun. Like I was having fun at work, but I wasn't like recreationally having fun. The driver for me has always been meaning and purpose in my work. My work has actually provided me with, so much fun. But something's shifted in these past years. It's starting to seem like I want to have more fun or a different kind of fun. I guess something with boats and water and cabins, something maybe I'm in the water during this fun time. And now I'm asking, is this about a boat? Is it about a boat or is it about water? Is it about connections? Am I missing connections with other people or friends? Is it about staying cool in the summer? Or is it just about being with friends and family? Do we need to buy a boat? As I'm walking through this, I'm asking myself all these questions. So let's use the at a minimum question, famous from my husband, Christaki. When I'm overthinking or have so much going on, he'll be like, okay, honey, at a minimum, what needs to happen next? And so for me, here's what it is. I want to have intentional fun in any way. This requires that I know what's fun to me and then plan to do it. At a minimum, what from this situation do I want to have? I know for sure, I figured out, I want to have more time by the water. I want to have some family and friend and cabin time. And honestly, I can make that happen because we happen to have a family cabin. So there's one. In the immediate future, I can plan a dinner at the cabin. I can invite family and friends. There can be laughing and connection. We can cook and chat and take sauna. We can have a bonfire. If I want, we can swim. Again, it's not quite a boating lake, but I can get pretty close. So then the next question is, okay, Anshtaki, do you want a boat? I mean, do you need to get a boat here? What's going on? And then I'm because I journaled this out a little, I wrote, maybe at a minimum, I want to get on a boat. Do we have a boat now? Well, no. Does my brother James have a fishing boat for sale in his front yard? Yes. Do I want a fishing boat? No. I want a big fluffy boat with, leather seats. And I just want to lay on the boat and have somebody else drive it. So I don't quite want to buy a fishing boat. I want to be in a big boat with people. Do our friends have boats? Yes, indeed. Many of our friends have boats. Have we been invited to go on our friends' boats? Indeed, yes, we have. Have we said yes? Why, yes, we have. Actually, 2 or 3 weekends in August, I was on boats. We were on boats. So that's good. I mean, maybe I should be okay with that. Or is it more than that? Do I want a cabin on a lake? Do I want to live in a lake home? I mean, gang, I'm not going to be able to answer all these today, but here's what has happened. The jealousy has created some awareness around boats, boating, lakes, and cabins, and toys and fun. The ease of connecting and entertaining around the water is something I'm very attracted to that. And it's something I want more of. I'm not sure if that means I put a plan in place where we move our primary residence to a lake, or do we go on more vacations with lakes? Or do I just make sure that in July and August, I'm intentional about being on the water somehow? Do we join a boat club? For me, getting this actually figured out is going to take some journaling, some more journaling. Once I figure out what I actually want in the long term, I will talk to my husband about it. Because talking to him about it now is just, if I'm not quite sure what direction I definitely want to go in. I mean, he's not even thinking about this. He's thinking about, I don't know, work and whatever else. So until I'm really clear about what I hope our next steps are, I probably won't share this with him. Will he listen to the podcast? He might. I doubt it. But anyway, and if he doesn't want what I want, how will I then get my needs met? In coaching, getting your needs met is really important. There's even when I went to coaching school at Coach U, which is amazing coaching school. There's a coaching program they show us called the Needs Met Program, and it runs you through all these different places in your life where you really, ideally, you get your needs met. Once all your needs are met, life's supposed to be pretty dang amazing. It's kind of another way of saying, how full is your cup? When you feel a lot of jealousy around a lot of things, you might consider figuring out why. Which one of your cups isn't getting filled? What is it that you see others being, doing, or having that you want more of? Okay, you guys, that's me running through the jealousy as a sign routine. I noticed this feeling in my gut. I recognized it as jealousy. Then I dove in and answered some questions about the jealousy. Remember, the routine looks like this. 1, identify that indeed you feel jealousy. and identify where you feel it. Just notice. Number two, say thank you to your body and mind for the message, because jealousy is a message. Number three, determine who you feel jealous of or what you feel jealous about. Number four, answer this awesome coaching question. What is it that the object of your jealousy is being, doing, or having that you want more of? And then number five, decide what you'd like to do about it, if anything. And no, there could be like a short-term solution or a long-term solution. Maybe there's not a solution yet. Maybe it's just kind of up in the air and you're aware of it. That's fine too. Okay, guys, how is that? Was that helpful? You might be saying, some of you are out there like, well, Ange, that sounds great, but I'm not jealous of anybody right now or envious of anyone this week or this month or even this year. And if that's you, awesome. Congratulations. You probably are getting lots and lots of your needs met. Kind of a high level basis. So that's awesome. For those of you who aren't sure, consider some of the sneaky ways jealousy can present itself. So for example, when you see someone and you might describe them as bugging you, like, oh, that person bugs me. Or that the way they do that bugs me. Check in and see if there's something that they are doing, being, or having that you actually want. Sometimes when someone really bugs us, jealousy is just below the surface. You can start to get over being bugged when you run through the routine I just presented. Here's another time you might actually be feeling jealousy. When you're looking at social media and you become just annoyed with someone's posts, the way they post, the amount they post, what they say, especially the business owners out there who are listening. I know there's lots of you, and I know social media is such a thing. This is a big place for jealousy. Oh, somebody has the greatest social media. They have the right words. They've got everything figured out. They've got their branding like down to a science. They figured out how to do video really well. Whatever it is, there's plenty of space. That's quite a playground for jealousy. Social media is a great place to recognize what you want more of. And running through the routine can help you figure out what that is. You know, you might have a good friend or family member who has something you would actually want to have, but you don't feel it's possible. Or you might have a family member who is doing something you want to do, but you don't think it's possible for you. Or you might have a colleague who does something you wish you had the confidence to do, but you haven't done it yet. And maybe that colleague is just a little bit annoying to you, but you can't quite put your finger on it. A lot of time, people who have really good boundaries can make you jealous. People that take really good care of themselves can also be a place where you might find yourself to be jealous. I had the most amazing employee at the flower shop years and years and years ago, and she was so good at boundaries. She was always right on time, prepared, clocked in, fast, floral designer, very professional, made the most gorgeous flowers, took a lunch break for 30 minutes, and sometimes she even read a book. She actually took a break. Now, if you're a florist, you know what I'm talking about, because whoa, I mean, in the world of floristry and owning a flower shop, I mean, you could work until 10 p.m. There's always something to do, always. So this awesome employee who I love dearly, and if she's listening, she knows who she is, she'd come back after her lunch, right? And she'd continue to be a fantastic employee, team member, floral designer, great with clients. She was just a dream employee. At 4:30 p.m., she would go. And she usually, like sometimes she wouldn't even tell us she was leaving. It was just, we all knew that she left at 4:30 and that's when she was going to leave, and it wasn't going to be a big fanfare. She was just going to go. So since there's always something more to do at the flower shop, you could stay till 6 or 7 or 8 or 9 p.m., but this girl had some awesome boundaries and some great self-care. She took a lunch and she always had some really healthy food she'd brought from home. And she probably took some deep breaths on her lunch break. And she even brought a book so she could relax and just chill. My kids would say, just chill, Mom. That's called chilling. Okay. As the owner, I had more of a workaholic, work till it hurts mentality. And that is, and I was kind of jealous. I was kind of jealous of employees who are like, could just really take a nice, relaxing break. And I have said before on the podcast that my work till it hurts mentality is one of the things that I've worked on in my life to maybe feel better. I grew up where the harder you work, the luckier you get, which I've tried to sort of let go of that mindset. And adopt some other really lovely mindsets that have since served me very well. But at the time, I was not aware that I had boundaries. I didn't have great, great boundaries with myself around work. I would work, 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 and then I would come home and I'd be thinking about work, and I'd be thinking about work at 11 p.m. in my bed. Looking back, wow, what a great example of healthy boundaries this awesome employee was. I'm not sure if I ever told her what a great example she was of that. It's probably one of the things that helped her to keep being a floral designer. She didn't get burnt out. And I'll be honest, I got burnt out because I didn't take care of myself. I did an excellent job taking care of all the clients and the shop, but there was a cost. I wonder what life would have been like if I had created and held some really clear and healthy boundaries early on in my business. What if we all could recognize jealousy and then do something with it? Do something good with it. That's what I'm asking you guys to do. I'm asking you to find the spaces where you see and feel jealousy and then do something good with it. Let it be a sign to you of something you want to be or do or have. Instead of sitting in it, feeling bad, and maybe even taking that negative energy and talking about it with someone else, spreading the jealousy or negative energy. What if we could cut that off at the pass? What if I could have gotten clear about what that awesome employee was doing, being, or having that I wanted more of? I could have been a better leader, a better owner, better manager. I might have changed my own behavior a bit. I might have done things differently. I want to send you guys on your way today with the thought that the next time you feel jealous, you'll be able to easily remember that jealousy is a sign. Jealousy is a sign. Jealousy is a sign. And all you need to do is ask yourself a couple questions, and that jealousy can dissipate and your next steps can become clearer. Okay, how are we doing, everybody? Does everybody feel good? Did you feel like you learned something here? Might you use this little routine the next time you feel jealousy? I sure hope so. If not, if you can't remember what we just talked about and you need to hear it again, you can always come back and listen. You can also find the questions in the show notes on angestocke.com/podcast. Until next time, you guys, happy entrepreneuring. I hope you have a great week. We'll see you soon. Bye.